We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. We got a hot seat coming up and lots of other great stuff. But on the line with us right now, I am so refreshed to have this man on. Because, Al, in an era now where coaches don't tell you the truth, Jimmy Lynam always told you the truth.
Yes.
As a coach in this city, and now he does it in the postgame and pregame on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The great Jimmy Lynam. Hi, Jim.
Angelo, how you doing, buddy?
Jim, I'm doing great. I just want to start with this. Jimmy, do you miss coaching in the NBA? Would you want to do it right now?
No. Would I want to do it right now at my age? You're not serious.
No, what I'm serious is, Jim, it's different than when you coach. The players have more power now. You got a lot more to deal with than you had to when you did it, isn't it?
Well, I think there's truth to that, Angelo. But the players always had power. Come on, let's be honest.
Really?
Sure, please. When I coached Charles Barkley, Charles didn't have power.
All right, Charles had power, but now if Charles went public and said Jimmy Lynam is not doing a good job, they would have to fire you. And LeBron's the coach of the Lakers.
I'll give you a history lesson. A dear friend of mine by the name of Paul Westhead.
Okay.
He won a championship.
That's
with
right.
The Los Angeles Lakers.
That's right.
And I didn't realize it at the time, but it was, in his mind, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's team. Magic Johnson didn't particularly like that idea. He said it publicly. Westhead was gone. Enter Pat Riley. That's how Riley started his career.
Wow. All right, so it's always been like that. Then why
yes.
the heck do people want to be head coaches? Doesn't sound like that much fun.
Well, today, just look at the size of the contract, please. It's a good start.
All right, here's the thing. All right, so let me take this right into what's going on with the Sixers. So at the end of last year, Jimmy, Doc Rivers is asked an honest question after the playoff game. Do you think Ben Simmons can ever win a championship as a point guard in the NBA? He gives an honest answer. I'm not sure. I don't know. He doesn't trash the guy. He gives an honest answer. Ben Simmons hasn't played a game since. Did Doc handle that wrong?
Well, you might, in hindsight, say that he did. Maybe he would take it back. I think you would have to have Doc on the line to actually get an answer to that question. But no, it seemed like an innocent answer to me. I agree with you. I don't think he trashed them. But I think what happens, Angelo, a lot of these things, they take on a new life, a life of themselves. There's so much competition in terms of media, in terms of immediacy. When something comes out and something that really is not a story, it all of a sudden is a big deal.
Yeah, that's very true.
Simmons apparently took exception.
I understand that, but what would you do right now? Is there a way to repair the situation so Simmons would play again for the Sixers, Jimmy?
I could be wrong, Angelo, but I just don't see it happening. I think there's ultimately there'll be a trade. That's just my best guess.
Do you think they're better off without him? Can they be as good or better without him?
Well, it would depend who replaces him, but it's weird. I actually took a long drive yesterday down to see my grandson play a game last night in Virginia. So 2.5 hours down and 2.5 hours back. And late last night, I don't know why, but I'm listening to music on the radio. And I'm thinking about the Sixers, the game tonight, and what you just said popped into my head. And I said to myself, like, how crazy is this? This team, I mean, they are a contender for years with Ben Simmons, with this current team. You might have to tinker a little bit on the edges, and that answers your question. For me, this team was really, really good. I think they've already been knocking on the door legitimately. And why couldn't Simmons make a little bit of improvement as you go forward in a normal world? But unfortunately, we don't live in a normal world.
I want to quote you, one of your famous quotes, Jimmy, when you were coaching this town. I think it was when you got Sean Bradley. You said, you can't teach tall. What do you think of Embiid right now?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. If you, I don't know if you saw the game the other night.
Yes.
When he went for, what, 43,
yep.
15. He was in an overtime game. He scored 14 straight points at one point and had 7 assists. I mean, he just on three different occasions at 7 feet, what, 7'1", 285.
Right.
Flying down the middle of the floor. I don't think there's ever been anybody that fell out in Denver, the Joker Jokovic. He's an extraordinary talented big guy in terms of his skill set and what he can do, but he's not Embiid. I don't think anybody has ever been able to do what Embiid does, a man that size, ever.
And here's the thing, Jimmy, people are criticized. They want him near the basket more. Would you put him near the basket more?
I would put him near the basket sometimes.
Okay.
And I would ask him, Joe, are you comfortable with this?
Oh, see, now, that, Jimmy.
Yes.
See,
yes,
Jimmy.
I would.
But that's yes. Part of it now. You have to make sure the stars are comfortable, right?
Well, no. Watch, Angelo. It's like you have to have a buy-in, okay? There has to be a buy-in.
Okay.
It's no different than when you're raising your kids, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you're the boss. But it doesn't say that you're not making sure that the kids are part of the conversation. It doesn't have to be a dictatorship. I don't know why people don't see that there can be a middle ground. And in most cases, by the way, the middle ground is the best route.
Nice. Well put. All right. Now, Jimmy, you were known as a very strong X's and O's type coach. Doc Rivers is getting criticism for strategy late in games. Is he a good strategist?
Yeah, I would say he's a good strategist. And you have to understand, Angelo, obviously the head coach it's going to fall on his shoulders. But it's not like Nick Sirianni draws up every single play that the Eagles run. Mm. You have a lot of help. You know, I had Freddie Carter was my assistant. You know, he had a ton of input. And so it's in Doc's case, there's a lot of talented people on that bench. And a lot goes into that final play that you see them run. To try, let's say you're one down, to try to win a game in the waning seconds. And as is often the case, if it's successful, you get credit. And if it's not successful, the head coach takes the brunt of it.
One more, Jimmy. Alain Vigneault got fired this week. It happens all the time when you're into coaching.
I saw it coming, Angelo.
What do you mean? How did you see it coming, Jim?
Well, ask Al Morgani. I kept asking him. I mean, how many straight games can you lose before the knock comes on the back?
Every
door?
Night, go yeah. in and say, "I'm shocked he's here." And Jimmy,
Jimmy was doing the math.
Jimmy, hey Jim, what I want to know is this: he did say before he got fired that he felt like he was a dinosaur, that he was an old school coach in a new school world. Did you ever feel that way when you were a coach?
No, I have to be honest. No, I didn't.
Good.
No. I always felt that, Angelo, it starts with your ability to relate to the people around you. I mean, because it's so public, the coach of the teams, of the athletic teams, they're more visible. But it's no different. I got news for you. Angelo Cataldi has a boss at WIP.
Damn
and
right.
And the boss has to get along with him. Surprise, surprise.
Not at all. I'm very easy to get along with, Jimmy.
Nobody talks about that. I like to have a talk show for one day. And I say, let's see how – is Angelo an easy guy to get along with?
Very much so. I'm glad you brought that up, Jimmy.
Easy and smooth.
Jimmy,
I'll text you later.
Hold on a minute. Jimmy, I wasn't going to ask you this last question, but now I'm going to do it. Jimmy, who would you start at quarterback? Jalen Hurts or Gardner Minshew?
No, I'm a big Eagle fan. I think you know that.
I know you are. That's why I'm asking.
No, I start Jalen Hurts, please. I love Minshew's game the other day, and I know Minshew. I remember when he played at Washington State. I watched late night Pac-12 football. I like Minshew, but you don't lose your job because you're hurt or sick. Come on, please.
All right, Jimmy. I asked one.
Angela, Angela, watch. You're out for a week with a bad case of the flu.
Yep.
Do you lose your job, or is it waiting for you when you come back?
I'm so old, I think I'd die. Yeah. I think I would die.
Just ask Jimmy, Al.
Jimmy. Your own question, buddy.
Jim, I love you, man. You're the best. Jimmy, thank you.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.